Come for the news. Stay for the pancakes. The Brown Roofie Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is back on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Yes, well, this is really exciting because at the Southport Diner, the reason we picked this location was because we wanted to get a little more Westport involved with the scene. We didn't want to just do Fairfield. We wanted to also incorporate Westport, and we only get to have seven stops. So Southport Diner is our first stop. And actually, I don't know if she's going to like me saying this, Jen Tooker, you were one of the people when you were first elect woman, you were like, hey, what about Westport? You were actually one of the people that inspired me to go, okay, wait a minute. We need to figure out covering multiple towns in one location. So you are one of the reasons we came to Southport was because you were like, excuse me, we have Westport over here, Melissa. How are you?
I am great. And I'm always promoting Westport. You're right.
I know. You love it.
I love it.
Understandably so.
I do. And it's so good to be with you this morning. How are you?
I'm good. Are you kidding me? I got Jen Tooker sitting across from me at a diner doing radio. What life is this?
That's right. Having a great cup of coffee with a little bit of cream.
I know.
7 a.m. Here we go.
I couldn't believe you took the 7 o'clock slot. You're like, oh, I've got a thing at 8 o'clock. I'm like, are you willing to come on before then? That's great. I'll take it. Are you kidding me? I couldn't believe it.
I was questioning myself this morning at 5 a.m. I'm not going to lie. You are my hero to do this every morning.
I mean,
you are amazing.
The good Lord wired me this way. I can't really explain it any other way. I cannot.
Well, we're all so lucky for that.
Oh, well, Jen Tooker, I mean, you have had quite a... It's been quite a wild ride for you, to say the least. Mm. I mean, obviously, former first select woman of Westport, then going for a bid for governor, not doing that anymore, now a bid for comptroller.
That's right.
We got to talk through this, girlfriend.
Okay, let's do it.
I got to understand, how did we get here to comptroller?
It's been a busy year.
It's been quite a year for you.
It has been. It has been. Yeah, so where would you like me to start?
I mean, I guess let's start with what made you decide that you didn't want to go the route. I know you want to be at more of the state level, having a greater impact. That was honestly the reason you felt like, I'm not going to remain at Westport.
That's right.
I want to take this to a bigger stage. Totally makes sense. Why not continue with your run for governor?
So you're right. I'll start with the fact that I decided not to run for re-election in Westport in November of 2025, because you're right, I wanted to have an impact at the state level. And I did throw my hat in the ring for governor. And then, you know, I just decided there's a lot of talent at the top of the ticket, and Connecticut is going to benefit from that. And I was going to pivot to a position where I knew I could have immediate impact. Comptroller is something, it's a position that I absolutely am perfectly positioned for. My skill set is exactly what what the comptroller office needs, with almost 25 years in reinsurance, and then with 14 years of public sector, serving in elected positions locally. So I'm ready on day one to serve the state of Connecticut as your next comptroller. So it's very exciting.
And of course, comptroller, for people who don't know, because sometimes I know we have Sean Scanlon on whenever things happen fiscally in the state of Connecticut.
Indeed.
Or there's an audit or something, but you would be the fiscal watchdog of the state. I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
It's a really big deal, especially right now, because I think trust in government has never been lower, right? And government spending's never been higher. And so I think it's a role where I have the opportunity to return trust back to the taxpayers and make sure that they trust government. And where because you're right, the comptroller basically pays the bills, makes sure we're paying the bills on time, make sure we're paying the bills, we're actually spending your money where we say we're going to spend it, make sure we're paying our employees and managing their health care plan as well. And so, it is not a political job. It's a job about execution and really protecting the taxpayer dollars.
So I have to ask you this, though, Jen, and a couple things I'll ask with this.
Sure.
First and foremost, we've seen just in November, we saw, other than I think two towns or two municipalities one in Shelton, one in Monroe, everybody who had Republican leadership flipped to Democratic leadership. And to your point, Westport too.
Westport,
that's true,
too.
Right? Because you weren't right. Yeah, that's so true, right? Mm. And then Westport also flipped to Democrat. Now, I guess my question is to your point, you were saying the comptroller is not really supposed to be, if you will, partisan. It's supposed to be somebody who is, doing exactly that, checking how much money is coming in, coming out, and being on top of that. How do you get people to see past the R or the D? Because you are running as a Republican, correct?
I am. So the where we are in the process is I expect to get the Republican nomination at the convention in a couple of weeks. I'm running unopposed from a standpoint of I do not have a primary opponent. So I will be on the ballot in November as the Republican comptroller candidate. And how we get people to look past the R and the D is I am on the road every single night. This is week 7 of the campaign. I have been everywhere from Lisbon to Lebanon to Harwinton to New Hartford.
What is that like? What a shift from just focusing on Westport to the state.
It's, you know, so as when I was running Westport and certainly serving it for 14 years, I was out in the community a lot. I was out and about at night quite a bit. To the point where people wondered if there was a Jen Tooker clone. I really was out and about a lot. But you're right. You know, it's one thing to sort of be at an event locally and, you know, the clock strikes 9 and you've got a 5-minute drive home. Well, you know, Monday night, the clock struck 9 and I was in Brooklyn, Connecticut, and I had a 2-hour drive home. Right?
Wow.
And so, but there is no other way to do this job other than it's really about retail politics. It's about meeting people. It's about hearing their issues. It's about making sure they are heard and that they know they're heard and that they're going to have somebody in Hartford, in the Capitol, representing them and working for them on their issues. And the issues are different across the state.
Yeah. I mean, could you outline that only because, I mean, when you look at obviously Fairfield County and you're very familiar with that, it's going to look a lot different than if you're in basically any other county, maybe New Haven County a little bit, but still very, very different. The state is very unique in that way.
It is unique. You know, within an hour drive, you could have so many different perspectives. But what I will tell you is one thing that's holding, that's really the piece of feedback I get absolutely everywhere I go is, you know, people are worried about being able to pay their bills. They really are. They're worried about being able to pay their bills. They're worried that their kids aren't going to be able to come back and live in Connecticut where they're raised. They're worried they're not going to be able to retire here. So that is a very common theme and a common piece of feedback. And they don't really, you know, it's different. At a municipal level, I made sure everybody knew where our tax dollars were going. You have to run a municipality, or at least I did, incredibly transparently. But at the state level, people don't feel like they know where their tax dollars are going. And I, you know, you and I are both taxpayers. We deserve to know that. Mm-hmm. We really deserve to know that. You know, these $27 billion biannual budgets, you know, it's a lot of your money. It's a lot of my money. And people want somebody to tell it to them straight. They want somebody to tell them what, you know, what is going on with our finances now and in the long term. And it, you know, is the state in a solid fiscal position for the future?
How do you feel going up against Sean Scanlon? I have to ask that because he's done, I think, a pretty good job. But I mean, certainly that is somebody who I think the state has also, he's one of the ones that I feel like flies under the radar. I don't really hear anything bad or good. He does his job. So how do you feel about going up against him?
So I'll answer that question a couple of ways. You know, I'm incredibly proud of the professional pedigree I bring to this job. I bring both, like I said, private sector financial services experience and public sector experience at a local level actually running a municipality. So I think that that's a really, those two things, those really qualify for me for this job in a very unique way. But a couple of other things I will say about running against Sean Scanlon. You know, I think that there's room for improvement. There's room for improvement in what's going on in the comptroller's office. You know, we have long-term liabilities, both at the pension level and also for post-retirement benefits that are severely underfunded, some of the worst funding levels in the country. Our, you know, post-retirement benefits are funded at 18%. Our pensions funded only a little over 60%. So what that means is the regular taxpayer is really carrying the burden of those long-term liabilities. Also, you know, as I mentioned, that the comptroller's office is in charge of administering the health care plan, the largest health care plan across the state of Connecticut. Those costs continue to go up double digits every single year. The partnership plan that the comptroller's office oversees is running one of its largest deficits ever, $22.5 million deficit last year alone. 4 out of the 9 years it's been in place, it's run a deficit. So there's real room for improvement here, Melissa. And again, these are things I know how to manage because of my background. So I'm just so excited to get in there on day one and start working for you.
Well, Jen Tooker, I want to thank you so much for stopping by our diner tour and being part of it for the first time. And I hope you will not be a stranger next time around.
I am so pleased to be here. And thank you for having me. Maybe I'll choose a later slot next time.
Maybe. Maybe. Or I'll catch you on a good day like I did this time and be like, you want to come on at 6:30? Because it's a real good time.
It's great to be here.
I appreciate you, Jen Tooker. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon.
Great. Thanks, Melissa.
And you are listening to our Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour at Southport Diner. We're going to be right back in just a couple of minutes.